Welcome to the Business Life of Husband and Wife podcast,
a show based on real experiences in business and life.
Hey guys, welcome to your premium content episode. Today we are talking about the 12-hour walk challenge.
Yeah, we had that this year. It was on June 10th, 2023, out in Kananaskis country.
Yeah, so quick synopsis of the concept. There's a book by Colin O'Brady. He is, I believe, is or was the land speed record holder for solo unassisted across Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did it in 54 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is wild and crazy. And like, you guys have to go listen. There's a couple episodes that he does talking about that journey. And one of the funny stories in there that I always like to kind of talk about is he was going 10 hours a day, solo, 300-pound pack or sled. And his wife on the sat phone gets a hold of him one night and she's tracking his progress. And she says, "You're going to die. You're going to die if you don't go further." So what's he do?
You need to walk further.
You need to walk further.
You're going to run out of food.
You're going to run out of food. You're going to die. You need to go further. So what he does is he ends up going 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And he finishes off, I don't know how many days it was he did 12 hours, finishes off and doing 12-hour days. He was successful and managed to do it and then mm-hmm. wrote a book about it. And it was about clearing his mind and being in your own thoughts and not inundated with all the bullshit that goes along with everyday life.
Yeah, it enabled him to reset from all the chaos and stuff that can happen in everyday life.
Yeah.
Because he even brings it up like in his later stories that once he finished that trek, he came back home and was really struggling to kind of just like regain his focus and everything back into his day-to-day life. And then the one day he actually just decided to leave his house and go out and just disappear for 12 hours again, just to help him refocus and be grounded again and centered and be able to continue on with what he was working on.
Yeah. So a principle of the 12-hour walk challenge, a little more hardcore than what we are going to be doing again and what we did just
it was a good tester
yeah. But what we're going to be doing with it in the future. So the principle is very simple. You walk at your own pace for 12 hours, okay, but in silence, no technology, no phones, nothing, in silence. Guess what?
We didn't do it in silence.
No, we didn't do it in silence. That is a whole nother level of yes. taking the challenge. So you're building up yourself to be able to do this. And that's what we're working towards, is building up to be able to try and do this. Mm-hmm. Anyways, participants are allowed to take as many breaks as they want. Mm-hmm. Okay. For as long as they need them. And it's not a race. Okay. No. You're not running 50 miles. You're not trying to do, you know, the West Coast Trail in one day.
Ultimately, what you're doing. The day is not about competition.
It doesn't matter if they walk 1 kilometer or 50. The concept is to be in your own thoughts in silence for 12 hours. Terrifying for most people.
Yes, for
because
most
we are
people.
So inundated with information and how things are supposed to work and talking to people and clients.
No, I'm like, where are they going to get their dopamine hits from?
Right. But it's going to be a reset of those dopamine yeah. that you don't need that dopamine, you know, as
yeah, the
heavily.
Constant stimulants.
Right. And it actually is awesome. We didn't complete a full 12-hour session. We'll just be straight up and candid. Yep. We took our puppy with us, which was dumb, but it was fun. But we only did 6.5 hours.
Yes.
Right. Because he was done. Like a fucking kick.
Puppy we cooked was him. Done. He did 13K.
He was friggin' cooked. Now, we did stay outside and didn't touch our phones. Yeah, and we didn't look at technology
for
the
hours.
Full 12 hours. We also didn't do it in full silence.
No.
Right? The idea that we're presenting. So what our feedback on this will be is, and this is just mine, Robin's going to have a different perspective, is when you do the full 12 hours in silence, but and you can do it by yourself or in a team, but I want to do it as in a team. The idea is to go with a group of people and be able to talk out your thoughts, talk out your problems, and discuss real life shit mm-hmm. without all the distractions. Okay. So you can bring up a concept and it's go ahead, let's have a discussion. Let's debate it. Let's talk about things. Hey, you got an issue in business. This is the grounds to do it in, right? That way you have time to process what you've talked about and maybe implement or change or go with the strategy you already thought you were going to do. And that's the idea that we want to implement. So for my perspective, even 6 hours was awesome. Just walking. I would really have liked to finish the whole 12, but we did the 6.5 and then we actually went out walking at the ranch and we did a mm-hmm. bunch of stuff outside anyway.
Drop the puppy off.
Yeah, drop the puppy off. And for me, new ideas. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing. New ideas, grounded, you're out in nature. There's bears out. It was bear season. So like they're out there.
So
there's
everywhere.
Awareness to the like sounds and noises and paying attention to what's going on around you mm-hmm. versus what's in front of your fucking face.
Yeah. For me, the biggest takeaway that I experienced was the actual recovery that my brain received for that day. So because you're not inundated with all of this technology and all of the like clients or staff or family or that type of thing constantly asking or like presenting ideas and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of nice to just be out there and just be with the group of people, be with yourself and just be able to actually mentally recover.
And that's a big thing.
That was
too, right?
The biggest takeaway for me.
And I think that's a big thing for everybody who's listening, that when we put this next event on and we do it again, it's going to be a very different beast.
Mm-hmm.
Very different beast for you guys, because we want that conversation. I don't want it to be in silence. I don't want it to be quiet. I want you to be able to visit with people.
Yeah.
Because as business owners, we rarely ever take time to sit and just talk shop, to talk about what we're dealing with and how we can deal with it. Unless we're going to a mastermind or a group session, or we're a part of a whatever kind of coaching, whatever it is you might be a part of, you don't really do that. And you don't do it for that long of a period.
No.
Right. So that alone, and you don't have to visit about business. It could be life things. Talk about your kids. Talk about
your family. So many topics come up in the matter. Even if even though we were only out there for 6.5 hours, we talked about business. We talked about life. We talked about previous experiences. We talked about future plans. Like we went absolutely into every aspect of our lives. We talked about goals. We talked about achievements. We talked, like I said, like future plans, that type of thing. There were so many different topics that it was just such a great time to have that designated time to actually process.
And we all need that.
Mm-hmm.
You all need that. Everybody listening needs to do that more often.
The gift of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not be worried about it. One of the best things about the whole, even just the 6.5 hours we did, was fucking not knowing what time it was.
I know. We were relying on the sun.
So
and we
good.
Were guessing.
You're just guessing, because when you start walking, you're looking and you're like, hey, the sun's sitting at this spot. I kind of know where it's going to
sit. We know that it's 7 a.m.
We're at 7 a.m. Well, as you're going along, we were pretty much bang on as we were heading back.
You were.
Yeah.
I was half an hour off.
But like, well, we're about 1:30 and we were 1:30 on the nose.
It was 1:31.
So
yeah,
you can kind of tell based on where things are situated. And you start to do things that you're like, maybe wouldn't have done before, because you're always looking at your watch and you're on the time and you're on the clock. And I got to, you know, get to work at 8:30 and I got to check out or whatever, 5, and I got to pick up the kids up or whatever the hell you're doing. And you're always to the clock. We didn't have a clock. We had nothing else to do but go for, this is why we like doing the long hikes and the canoe tests mm-hmm. and things like that. What else are you going to do? Guess what
you
have
to do today?
You have to walk and talk. Yeah. Not
That's
a complicated
it.
Operation.
No, those days are great. Like it just, like even like last year when we went on our canoe adventure, we just like wake up and you're like, what do you have to do today? Paddle.
20 kilometers.
That's all you have to do today. It is the greatest feeling.
And that's what this is about, is just finding that thing that just centers you back to, okay, now we're going to tackle
recharge,
this.
Energize.
Tackle these. So what Robin and I are talking about bringing to the table for everybody listening, and we're going to start planning it out, is to put on a charity event, 12-hour walk mm-hmm. around a track in teams. Okay. Idea is going to have tents set up that we can all sit around in trucks and food trucks and all that, but you're not allowed to bring your phone.
You can bring your phone, but there's like a locked phone station.
Yeah. And so you can't go and get that phone for those 12 hours.
There's an emergency contact at the location for those of you concerned about kids and all that kind of stuff.
But yeah, you'll have someone who they can call.
Yeah.
And a phone number that they can call if they need to actually get a hold of you, and you have to. But we are shutting that down. No watches, no time. You won't get a no. And we're going to have people be walking the full 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your team members has to be consistently walking. So you're going to get to meet different parts of the team and different parts of people, part of each team. And it's all a fundraiser. So that is the idea. We're going to do it because we want people to get together. We want to build a community of people that are visiting about and talking about real shit. Mm-hmm. Like real life
not
things.
Not just the surface
shit. Not the fluff,
shit.
Not the bullshit, not the hey, how's the weather? No, like actual realistic, real things that are going on and get solutions from other people.
Yeah.
So that is what we're bringing.
Well, and be able to have access to other people that are disconnected that can help focus on your current situations. Like that is a huge value in itself, being able to discuss things in depth with people who are not distracted as well.
Yeah. So that's the recap. Mm-hmm. That's the, what's coming up. Those are our takeaways from the 12 hour walk concept and a little bit that we did and the recharge that we took from it. I think a lot of us would benefit from doing it regardless if it's 12 hours, mm-hmm. even for half a day, 6 hours of just going and being gone.
Just disconnecting.
And not having that. I know a lot of people do it with camping. A lot of people do it different, but just having that disconnect away from everything that's constantly inundating you will save you a ton of stress down the road.
I agree.
Okay. Thanks, guys. That's a quick and short one for the 12-hour walk. There's your recap. Follow us on Instagram at Business Life of Husband and Wife for updates.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stay tuned. And then also for anyone who is curious about this new event that we're planning, if you have any ideas, please also send those through as well. And the DMs on Instagram, the Business Life of Husband and Business Life of Husband and Wife.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, like, share, and subscribe to help us grow the show.